Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. I'm joined by Will. Hello.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
And I'm Rodney. We're going to be talking about the GamesCon news that came out today, which was a little disappointing. We were expecting a bit more. Will, yeah?
Yeah, definitely disappointing. But I think with E3 being as big as it was, Microsoft kind of already showed off everything they needed to. Nintendo didn't even show up, so that's, I guess, normal.
But does Nintendo need to show up? Like, look at their lineup coming out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Witcher 3 was showcased for the Switch, so that looks actually beautiful.
All right. Anyway, so GamesCon coming up right now. All right, so GamesCon, let's start with Microsoft, which is... Actually, you know what? Nah. Let's talk about us, Will, because we're more important than GamesCon.
Well, this is the first week off I've had, so I'm going to be playing a lot more games this week than anything. But what have you been playing, Rodney?
Well, like I was mentioning last podcast, I'm playing Assassin's Creed. Still, because I have not beat the game and I really want to, so yeah, I'm playing through it. I just beat the arena. I'm level 48. Yeah, I'm getting up there, and I'm hoping I'm somewhat close to the end of the game, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun, but there's been some bullshit events happening, like mercenaries are assholes. I'll just put that that way. Like, you kill somebody in a restricted area that's freaking hard, like a sage or something. And then some mercenary comes along and just fucking kills you. And then you gotta do it all over again, Will.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
It's like Dark Souls level fucking cruelty.
Not that bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, other than that, haven't been playing much. I stopped playing my city building game. Haven't flown to my simulator in quite a while. Yeah, so I want to play Shadow of War, actually, after Assassin's Creed. Because I have not finished that game either, and I would like to.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to go back to that, but like we were discussing earlier, for me to go back, it would be a whole new playthrough. I couldn't just start off.
Yeah, I might have to start over too, but it sucks because like I'm 100% completer dude. So I went.
And it's
through,
a big game.
It's a big game, and I went through like three different regions and 100% completed all of them, and now I'm on Act 3. So that's what I think. That's a considerable amount of time in.
It definitely is. I would say you probably put in like 20-30 hours.
Yeah, so mind you, I put in 3-4 hours a night of playing, so better than my 2.5 hours a week that was when the game fucking came out originally.
Yeah, I don't even remember how many. Well, it came out kind of like after our show ended, so I think we both actually got to play a good amount.
Yeah, but then Assassin's Creed came out and I put it down.
Was that around the same time?
Or was that... let's look up...
I thought there was like a year difference between
those.
Well,
Shadow of War came out definitely before we started this podcast.
All right, so you look up the date for Shadow of War, and I'll get the date for Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed was the end of the year, because I remember buying it on Black Friday.
That was last year, right?
No, 2017. Assassin's Creed Origins. So September 27th, 2017 was when Shadow of War was released. So that was kind of around the same time. I think it was like November something. And I got it at launch, though. Something else came out. Something else came out, which made me put Shadow of War down. Oh, now we got to. We're not going into 2017 because then we're just going to be disappointed even more with 2019.
Yeah.
We already talked about how disappointing
let's
it was.
Look towards the future, not the past.
Yeah. God damn, Shadow of War. But I am going to play you again. So. Anyways, yeah. What have you been playing, Will?
Well, now that I got time off and even on the weekend, I'm kind of in a weird mode. I'm starting to play every game that I've been playing, but I'm getting bored after a couple hours. I want something new, I think.
Yeah, there's... why don't you try some like indie stuff?
I'm looking at some of the stuff on the Game Pass. There's a few things that caught my attention. Right now, I just decided to download Sleeping Dogs the Definitive Edition.
Is that like a spinoff of the Dogs games from Nintendo or Nintendo?
No, no. This is... do you ever remember the True Crime franchise?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so this was originally supposed to be True Crime Hong Kong, and then the game got canceled and the company folded. Square Enix bought it, and then it was finished off as Sleeping Dogs.
Right.
So you basically play an undercover cop in the Chinese, the Hong Kong triads.
Interesting.
I played this when it came out for 360, and I still own it for 360, but I just wanted to try it again. It was $39. I just didn't care.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
it just felt like that type of game I wanted to play right now. I'm in between, like, I'm playing Judgment still. I've been playing Skyrim. I'm doing another playthrough of Watch Dogs 2.
Actually,
I just can't find anything to keep my attention.
Well, speaking of Skyrim, there's that Skyblivion shit going on right now. What's that all about?
I think that was just a weird meme. I don't really.
No, I thought it was Skyblivion. There it is. I think it's like Skyrim on like or Oblivion on Skyrim's engine or something is what I heard.
Oh yeah, it is. I think some modder created Oblivion using the Skyrim engine, but I never really looked. Here it is. Yeah. Remaster mod is heading to Skyrim. It's probably going to land on PC first.
So I did play Oblivion back when like Christ was a child, but I lost interest, and I think that's why I'm not really interested in Skyrim myself.
I really liked Oblivion after the story picked up. It was really slow to begin with. Skyrim, did you ever play Skyrim at all?
No, I like I said, I had absolutely zero interest in Skyrim because I didn't enjoy Oblivion. So, and
someone's
like,
I should loan that to you.
Skyrim itself, you mean?
Oh yeah, yeah, Skyrim. I own it on PC, Xbox One, PS4.
But you know how hard it is for me to play games that I don't want to play. Like you.
No,
gave me...
but I think you'd really enjoy this one.
Okay, well, you gotta like supervise me playing it because you gave me Dragon. What was that dragon game you gave me?
Dragon Age, but you didn't even play it yet.
That was what I was getting to. Is you gave that to me like a year and a half ago, and it's been sitting in my drawer for forever.
Yeah, see? I'm going to just have to force you to do things.
Yeah. Force is the only way. Cool. So I'm just actually looking at Shadow War, so I know that there's... expansions for you can play as like the other two characters, like the black guy and the one woman.
Yeah, I think the elf, isn't it?
Something like that. So that has me somewhat interested. So you know what we should do? We should just not play the games at launch anymore and just play them 2 years later, because that seems to be the better way to go.
No, because I still want to play games, and if I had to wait till launch, I would never play.
If you had to wait 2 years, then you...
If I had to wait 2 years, I'd never play the game.
Yeah, so I definitely only downloaded the standard edition. That's all I'll have time to play, honestly, and then hopefully some more shit will come out that I'll want to play. So, right now, it's August 19th, so that means that we are less than 2 weeks away for a decent game to come out.
Greedfall. And I'm going to say Borderlands 3, from what they've showcased off a lot more this week. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And same with Greedfall. They showed off in this Microsoft GamesCon thing, they showed off some more Greedfall gameplay that looks rather interesting.
Yeah, they didn't showcase too much of the gameplay. They showed some of the aspects of your companion's gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed each of your companions kind of, they're all going to have their own way of playing. Like one guy is going to be kind of like a father figure where he acts kind of more like a tank.
Okay.
And then your magician is kind of like your damage dealer. I can't remember her name. And then you have like another guy who's kind of like a brother who is kind of like your sniper, jack of guns. And then you have your technician who uses like traps and pistols.
Interesting. So do you don't get any sort of choice at your companions, or are they all just given to you?
I think they're all given to you at a certain point. When you start the game, as the trailer says, is you're not a mercenary or anything. You're already a diplomat. Like, your cousin is already on this island as one of, like, the trespassers, and he's started a city.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I just pulled up the gameplay right now just to get a look at it. And I gotta turn on the captions because I can't play the audio. Oh, there is no captions. Actually, is there a voiceover in the trailer?
Yeah, it was the same lady that did the last one.
Well, why don't we have a listen to that and see what's coming up in Greedfall in 2 weeks?
Sounds good.
Ready to set sail for that island everyone's talking about.
It is said our people lived peacefully until the men appeared from the sea, intent on making our lands their own.
In Greedfall, the world and your story are ever-changing based on the choices you make. You'll enter the island of Tyr Fredi, not to act as an assassin or soldier. First and foremost, you are a diplomat, with all the social powers and status that come with it. You're free to explore every faction settlement and deal with the powers that govern each. To overcome the challenges ahead, you'll need to befriend members of every faction, some of whom will journey, fight, and talk alongside you.
Your Majesty, I shall present you to the governor. Come.
Princess, Majesty, you are most confusing, but thank you for your help.
Compose your party of three from anyone who's joined you so far, but choose carefully. Each companion brings something different to combat. Kurt, your loyal master of arms and mercenary of the Coin Guard Guild, makes for a great frontline warrior. Meanwhile, Afra, a talented scientist from the Bridge Alliance, specializes in ranged weaponry, such as rifles and throwable explosive files. Regardless of who you choose, be sure to regularly switch out and upgrade your companion's equipment and weapons, or you may find yourself overwhelmed in battle.
All right, so that's enough of that. So that's interesting that you can upgrade their abilities. So because, you know, remember in Assassin's Creed Origins, when we'll just get the music going here again. Assassin's Creed Origins, when you leveled up Bayek and you were just a fucking severe badass, and then it would switch over to Anya, and you're like, why is she so weak and she's not anything that I've built up my person to be? But in this game, you can basically have your team exactly how you want.
Exactly. So, and I think it's not specializing, but it's trying to make you play with all the characters.
Yeah.
Because if you keep, I'm sure you're going to finish the trailer in a second, but literally they talk about how in one moment or a mission or something, you could say something to someone else that one of your party members won't appreciate, and it could end up in a fight.
Oh, really? Okay. So you really got to think about everything you're saying.
Everything you're going to say, and think about, like, if this mission could affect this person, I probably shouldn't bring them along.
Hmm. Yeah, this game is very interesting. Well, we were talking in the car, in my car, I don't know where the hell you were, but I don't know if I'm going to get this at launch, just due to the track record of 2019, you know, maybe we'll see how people like the game as it comes out before we pick it up.
Yeah, I did look, and they're not charging full price. It's $66 instead of $79, so...
Interesting. Well, it did only have a 30-hour campaign, and it's a, and there's no multiplayer or anything in it.
Yeah, so... I don't know, I'm kind of torn still.
Well, you know what's going
to
happen,
like,
though.
We've got, like, 2 weeks to make that decision, though.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen, like... It's going to be 30 hours of gameplay for Greedfall, and then they're going to release a season pass, and there's going to be Greedfall expansion, derp-de-der, and fucking yada, yada.
I'm sure... I can't remember. I thought they did talk about that there's going to be DLC, but I don't think they've really specified on it.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, for a game that... Well, first of all, it's only $66, and it's... The game looks really good, like, graphically, so... We'll have to see how it goes. Like I said, I'm not going to buy it at launch. I have enough games to play. That's a fucking lie. I only have one game to play.
Yeah, I think I'm going to work on to Borderlands 3 as it comes out 2 days after this game would. And I have a lot more friends that would play that with me, with it being multiplayer. So hopefully maybe you'd even pick that up over this. And maybe this is a game we could go back to after.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we'll wait, see how the reviews give it, you know. This game looks brilliant, but maybe it might not play as well as some people hope.
What do you guys think of Greedfall? Let us know on our Facebook page, and we'll comment and shame you or whatever on your comment. So, roast me!
Alright, is it that time of the podcast now for GamesCon news?
I think it's that time of the podcast. We've talked about us enough. No one gives a shit about us, Will.
Well, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, you were gone for a month and no one was like, where's Will? We demand Will to return to the podcast.
Will's got to make money. Got to pay those bills.
Yeah. Passion doesn't pay debt, so.
And apparently, like you told me, kids shows aren't easy.
Yeah, dude, I fucking told you. There's some bullshit.
Yeah, they wrap the actors, like, really, what is it, 10 hours or 8?
It depends how old they are, but generally it's 8.5.
Like 8.5, and then they have freaking stand-ins.
Yeah, they have midget stand-ins.
And there's so many inserts, and, like, oh, there's green screen shit, and then they keep the, oh, man, there's one time, I don't mean to go off topic, but we did these inserts with the dog who plays Dude. In this new show I just finished called The Healing Powers of Dude. Sounds like a gay porno, I know.
It's a it's a Disney show.
No, it's a Netflix
show. No, it's a Netflix show, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be on Netflix next April, but the poor dog that played Dude, one time we wrapped all the kids and all that, and then there's like 2 hours of like dog tricks. By the end of it, the dog wouldn't even like stand up. The owner had to like kind of like pick him off the ground.
Wow, what a drama queen dog actor.
The dog was worked to death. Like, they had him, he had to open, like, that day he was opening fridges, he had to jump through a hoop. Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Shit. That's some Dude powers for you, I guess.
Oh, yeah, such a cute dog, though.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to tickle Cole's little heart for a moment here with Gears of 5 showing off Horde mode. And, yeah, so Will, you watch the conference today because I was working and you are taking a week off, so.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Gears of War fan as much as Cole is. I will play the campaign and stuff like that, but I never really got into, like, the multiplayer aspect of the game. I have played Horde mode, and from what I've seen of this, they've added a lot of new aspects to it. New enemies, new techniques. It definitely looks like it could be fun.
Yeah, even the gameplay that Cole was showing from the beta looks super fun, and I'm actually quite interested in Gears of War 5. But I want to play the first four, the campaigns.
They're on Game Pass.
Yeah, I know. I'll get around to it when Cole stops working. We'll just sit down one weekend and we'll just power through the Gears of War series.
When he stops working, one of us will still be working.
That's true. Well, Christmas break, that's what we'll do. We'll just, or maybe we'll do that for our marathon of charity or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, easy. That works.
Yeah. So, okay, so Oh, they didn't really say... We're on Kotaku right now, but they didn't really say much about the Horde mode.
No, because it hasn't really changed over the years from what I've seen. I think people just wanted to see it in action.
Yeah, this monster... What are they called? Lotus? This Lotus Mega Lotus monster thing. And everyone who actually plays Gears is like... gonna stab me now because I can't.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
I don't even know the name. I just know like it looks like it would run over you.
Yeah,
actually, I think that's what's about gonna happen in this picture.
Yeah, he's gonna flamethrower his ass. Yeah. So, anyways, so Microsoft also showed off NBA 2K20's career mode, which you were saying earlier has a bit more of a story to it now.
Yeah, from what I can tell, I haven't really played any of the NBAs in the last couple of years, so I don't know how much they've changed too much, but I do know they were emphasizing the career mode this time with them partnering up with LeBron James' creative studio.
Yeah.
They brought in some really big name actors. There's Idris Elba, they've got Rosario Dawson, just to name a few, that'll be playing pivotal roles in your career.
Interesting. I can tell you right now that I will not be playing NBA because I fucking hate basketball. I can't stand it.
I think it's a big seller. I don't know. I used to play NBA and I really did like it. I just kind of got off of it and kind of turned a little more towards FIFA, which is kind of weird because, like I've said many times, I hate watching soccer and I feel like playing like it on a console is about the same as watching it sometimes.
Okay, here's my two cents on that. So, you hate soccer, but I guarantee you played Mario Strikers.
I did, and I played actually soccer competitively for the province.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude,
so
I didn't know that.
It's kind of weird.
I didn't know that about you. I just learned something new about Will on the air. Competitive soccer player.
Yeah.
All right. So,
until I hurt my knee.
Yeah. So, the reason Mario Strikers was fun... is because it's contact soccer. That just made it way better. I think there should be contact in basketball too, honestly.
No, and that would be changing a lot of rules.
Well, fuck. Well, look at these soccer and or football basketball. No contact sport. Anyone gets hit and they just fucking milk it. They just milk it so fucking hard. It's like grow a
sometimes,
pair.
But some of those hits are pretty hard too.
Yeah. Well, the reason I don't like basketball is because in high school, when I played basketball, I did enjoy playing the actual game for fun. But as soon as you play any sort of actual competitive game, like you fucking breathe on someone, you get a foul. It's like, can you suck a dick? Like, fuck. Like,
oh, yeah.
You have to basically just let them walk in and do a fucking layup. No wonder it's 100-4 to fucking 90. Like, yeah. Add some contact, the score will go way fucking down.
It won't happen.
Basketball's been around for 100 years. They're not going to fucking change the formula now. So, fuck basketball. Play hockey. Play football. Play football. Alright. So, they also mentioned that those two games we just talked about, Gears of War 5 and the... Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. There's some new games coming to Game Pass. One of those being Devil May Cry 5.
Which is out now.
It's out now. And Age of Empires Definitive Edition will be available on the PC side of Game Pass, as well as Ape Out and Kingdom Come Deliverance. It'll get added on August 22nd, while Boards Tale 4 Director's Cut will join on August 27th.
Yeah. Oh, we also missed Stellaris Console Edition is out on Game Pass today.
I did miss that. Stellaris. Interesting.
And then Blair Witch is also being added to the Game Pass on both console and PC when it releases August 30th. This game looks like it's going to be one of those ones that I'm just going to be walking somewhere and all of a sudden I'm going to be like throwing my controller in the air screaming like a little girl.
It's a good thing you don't really live in the city in like an apartment. Like some poor bastard will just get hit in the head with a controller that's fallen from like 14th floor Will's apartment.
I don't think it'll be that bad. I mean, it's just gonna like lift off into the air and I'm gonna be like
yeah. All right, okay, off topic a little bit. You ever see that is it the Angry Dad videos on YouTube where he like runs over his son's Xbox with the lawnmower or his games?
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck, That's hard to watch, dude. As a gamer, like, holy shit. That hurts.
Oh, yeah. I think some of those were fake, though, because one of the guys that did the Angry Dad videos, he's now become a full-fledged, like, YouTuber with his own account.
Oh, yeah.
And he just does different things now. Like, he's completely away from games.
Interesting. But, I mean, that video... I mean, I'm sure there's no discs in the things. I can't remember.
Who knows?
But, oh, that's a hard video to watch as a gamer.
I've watched a couple of them on YouTube. There is one with, I can't remember what it was, but the boy broke his cell phone at work.
Yep.
And he didn't want his dad to know. And he was playing games, so he, like, tried to hide the cell phone, and the dad found it. And, well, dad picked up the Xbox and threw it right out the window.
Shit.
He just bought the cell phone for the kid, though, like a day ago. So, in all honesty, his anger is, like, justified, but I think that's overkill.
But to take it out on an Xbox. That's not right, man.
Yeah.
Alright, reel it in here. Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition will release on November 14th on both Steam and the Microsoft Store. It adds better AI, 4K graphics, and another of other improvements, including 4 new factions. Anyone who's already owned the HD version on Steam will also be getting the new version at a discount. So
I'm kind of excited. I really enjoyed Age of Empires, so I was hoping their announcement this year concerning Age of Empires would be Age of Empires 3. Yeah, but you know, Definitive Edition for 2. I could go back and play it.
But yeah, didn't that come out like 20 years ago?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, it was an old game. Like, I remember seeing it on like a PC with a monitor that's like bigger than my mixer.
I'm trying to remember. I think it was like 98 or 2000. It might have been Age of Empires 2.
Yeah.
Let's see when it originally came out. It was 99.
So, like, Windows 98 game?
Yeah, probably still still using dial-up.
Yeah, dial-up internet to fight all your friends. Anyways, you want to actually know a game I played on the PC every time I got sent to daycare and when I was a tot? Was the Lego game. I can't remember... I think it was like Lego Island of something. I remember there was
I remember that. I think I still own it.
Real? I want to play that, dude. Because now that I'm like an adult, I could probably comprehend what the fuck's going on.
Rescue and all that. Yeah.
No, it wasn't rescue. Like, you were just on an island and you just did various... Oh, no, you're a pizza delivery boy.
Yeah. And you get other things, too. And
you can make... And you go deliver...
I remember you could fly a helicopter and...
I remember delivering a pizza to the guy at the jail and then he got out and like ruined everything.
Yep, I remember that.
Okay, yeah, I want to fucking play that, so I will dig up a Windows 98, and you can send that game over to me.
Sounds good.
What would happen if you put
I thought you were going to say instead of when you got in trouble at daycare, you ended up playing like Lego. I was going to be like, oh, what did you get to play? Oregon Trail?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know how many, like, that was a savage game. Like,
yeah.
I remember, like, getting close to the end, and then all my guys, what did they contact? Or,
oh, fuck.
That fuck disease.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's just
it's
too
either long, they'd fucking die of syphilis or they'd die of starvation.
Gross. But, yeah, no, that Lego game, I want to play it again. It probably only has, like, 3 hours of actual gameplay, though. I wonder what would happen if you tried to install a Windows 98 fucking game on your, like, brand new gaming PC. It probably, like, the gaming PC would just spit it out. Like, the fuck
is
this?
No, I think it would still be able to recognize it.
Yeah. Alright. We'll give it a shot.
It would probably ask you to download something, though, right off the bat. Microsoft would recognize this as, like, an old fucking... collectible game.
Yeah.
And it would be like, hey, to play this you're gonna need to download this and this and this.
Yeah. Game requires update 150 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Alright. God. Anyways, so was this year that Gears Pop bullshit on E3 or was that the year before?
Well, it was shown last year, it was shown again this year, it's finally coming out next week.
Yeah. Gears Pop.
I'm not really interested. It looks weird. It's not my type of thing.
yeah, I'm pretty turned off myself, but it was announced. So if you're into the pop games, it'll be out on August 22nd on all the phones and Windows 10. Gears of War player versus player strategy game was originally announced at E3 2018 as one of the new Gears spin-offs, the other being the XCOM-inspired Gears Tactics. Actually, hey, something else came out recently, and you and I were talking about it just before I got home, which was Pokemon Masters. So what are your thoughts on that so far?
I've only gotten a couple missions in. After I talked to you on the phone, I went to the washroom, made a snack, and I almost fell asleep.
That's the way to do it.
Damn food. That's it's like called a food coma.
Pulling a Britney.
Yeah. But it's interesting. I like the three versus three. I've only got Pikachu right now, so I'm hoping you get other Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm sure you unlock.
I love Pikachu,
trainers.
But like this is not a game I want to go through the whole game with Pika.
Yeah, totally.
They probably won't even let me evolve them.
Yeah, bullshit. Side note. I told Brittany yesterday that she needs to work on her compulsive sleeping shit. She's like, I don't sleep all the time. Like, if you're not fucking standing, you're asleep. Like, sit down, turn on her shitty TLC show, and it, like, immediately falls asleep.
So I guess does she do that still when she's playing mobile games?
Well, she doesn't even play mobile games that much anymore. I have a side... Oh, man. I could go even more on a side note about TLC and how much I hate that network.
I think we all know the reason, though. But don't.
No,
I gotta see if we can find her a mobile game she can enjoy again.
Yeah, totally. Well, no, I don't. I don't like TLC for that reason. I don't like TLC because they just force themselves into people's lives and just fucking ruin them. Or they let
But a lot of their shit is trash.
Oh my, yeah. You don't have to fucking tell me. I have to sit there and watch the shit.
It used to be way better. I remember watching the channel with my mom. When yeah. I'd be playing my Game Boy or something.
Yeah.
And I'd look up and it would be like, I don't even remember, but it was like Paige Davis. And it was like the original like home renovation thing.
Oh, it's Home Extreme Makeovers. That was a good show.
Yeah, yeah. Before the buddy took over.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's just straight out of the fucking cow's ass now. I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
So, all right. So back to things that matter, games. See, you know what? Actually, I was talking to the boys on the weekend when we had the meeting. I want to get a shirt made that says, say no, play games.
<It's my laughs> that favorite. Was my thing.
I know, that's my favorite Will quote on this whole show. So, alrighty. Oh, yeah. So, now we're going to talk about Tom
Clancy. I should market that. It's going to be just say no.
That should be the tagline for our new website. Just say no, play games. That'll be our intro for our YouTube videos. Say no.
Oh man, I want to get the shirt made now.
Yeah.
I gotta think of it. Yeah.
It's gonna be like that Sam guy that points at you. Be like, say no, play games.
Should be with like one of us like popping out through a wall like the old Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah. Oh no, play games. All right. Anyways, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoints. So the multiplayer mode will feature 8 players facing off in 2 teams of 4 fighting in maps that appear to have a storm closing in around them, similar to a battle royale game. Well, shit.
It's also going to have dedicated servers, though.
But it's a battle. It's going to be similar to a battle royale game.
But not as big. I kind of like the idea of 2 teams of 4, and especially with. Breakpoint is there's a lot of strategy to the game.
Yep.
So you instead of like with Call of Duty, Fortnite, and PUBG, with Ghost Recon, there's like, you know, you could put on night vision goggles, you could cause an EMP explosion, you could use a drone. There's just so many different things you can use.
Yeah, that's true. I hope they do something more interesting than just a storm closing in. Like, fuck that. Why don't they have a gigantic tower and one team is like the terrorist team and they're trying to like blow up each floor of the tower and make it collapse and the other team is trying to stop them and then that continuously minimizes the battlefield while keeping it interesting. There, Rodney. Another fucking spectacular idea for a game.
You'll have to send that out.
Yeah, so once again, another game will get stolen from me. But hey, these are actually proof that I came up with the game first. These episodes, because they're published on a day. So I'll take this to court and I'll win millions of dollars and then never do the video games podcast again because I'll be too rich for y'all. All right, so yeah, so that's Ghost War, the multiplayer mode. So that'll be interesting to watch. I'm not interested in Ghost Recon Breakpoint myself. I am.
I just haven't figured out what I want to buy it on. I kind of leaning a little more towards the Stadia now, with it being, depending on how many people buy it, I have a better chance of playing with more people.
Yeah, true. Okay, so now moving on to the next piece here of Xbox greatness. So they've announced two new Xbox controller designs, one called the Nighthawk, that's camouflage. How original that Xbox released a camouflage controller.
It's a different color scheme this time, though. I can see there's black, gray, and silver.
But it's camouflage controller.
Oh, yeah.
They said there are two new controller designs, so they just changed the coloring of camouflage. I don't know. I'm not sold on that one. I'm sold on the next one, though, called Sport Blue, which has a subtle geometric pattern on the fins. It kind of looks like it represents Halo, and it will like that's the first thing I thought of when I saw them.
Yeah. I kind of thought like some. I didn't know at first when you see on the front of the paddles there. I thought those were speakers.
Right. Yeah. No. The underside's like a baby blue, and the top's kind of like a we'll call it a Cortana blue.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. All right. So, yeah, I'm not gonna get those. I have my evil controller, which I want to throw out the window sometimes too. It's freaking annoying. The disconnecting and the random button stopping working.
It's also on you because you never plug it in.
I know, yeah.
It says in the actual instructions, it works better plugged in.
Well, shut up, Will. Stop not taking my side. All right, so Empire of Sin has a release window of spring 2020. So Empire of Sin...
It's a weird kind of story game where you play a new guy in a mafia that goes to this town and you have to like take it over.
Right.
It's an indie game. I don't really know how to describe it. It's kind of half top down, top down, half 3D.
Right. Okay. So. It's a upcoming game developed by Romero Games and published by Paradox Interactive. It's expected to release in the second quarter of 2020 for the Switch as well. So for everything, basically. In the game, the player takes the role of one of the several mob bosses inspired by real-life figures in Chicago during the Prohibition era. The player uses their boss to control the actions of their underlings and take over the opponent's business and recruit new members to their cause while defending their own empire from the other bosses. That actually sounds fucking cool.
It looks interesting. I just don't know how to actually describe it when you watch the trailer with the gameplay.
Yeah, and it's a real-time simulation as well, so I forgot to mention.
Yeah, your gameplay could be completely different than mine. From what they were showing, it's like you pick up like companions to help you out.
Yep.
And your girl, I think the one they showed was like Tammy or something. Mine could like end up falling in love with another gangster, where yours could turn into a psychotic killer.
Right. So just think about that for a second. 100 years ago, alcohol was not legal, but cocaine was.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking world we live in now. All right. Anyways, moving on here to the next thing on Kotaku's list here. Microsoft is holding a fan event called X019 on the weekend of November 14th in London, featuring the head of Xbox, Phil Spencer. You can't say his name, not epically. And a couple other members of the Xbox team. So we're hoping that there will be some more news on the Scarlet, though.
Or even some other games. Like last year for Microsoft, when they held the X018 event, in Mexico, they announced, I don't remember if they announced any new games, but I think they did, but they announced two more studios that they bought.
Right. All right. Well, I do want to see some more news on the Scarlet. I remember the reveal at E3. I can't remember if they said a release date. I think it was at the end of next year, something like that. I can't quite
remember. Yeah, I think they just said 2020.
2020, but it'll be, we all know it's the end of next year. Because that's apparently when everything gets released nowadays. So, the Metro Exodus, the Two Colonels DLC is coming out August 20th, which is in about 5 hours our time. And will feature a big flamethrower for all those post-apocalyptic cookouts.
Cool. I'm interested.
Well,
I just downloaded Exodus right now on Game Pass. So I'm finally going to give it a shot.
Finally. Jeez, okay. Well, I mean, I gave it a shot at PAX. I did like it, but I just...
You just didn't like playing it on PC.
Yes, that's probably it. But, yeah, I'll have to give it another shot when I have lots of time.
Plus, you got worked over by the bear.
No, I didn't get to the bear, actually. I was sneaking around some bandit camp, and, yeah, it was a good time. So, Microsoft closed out its stream by showing off Gears of War 5's Horde mode, which is what we've already talked about. Why would they put that twice in their article, Kotaku?
I don't know.
Fuck's sakes. Alright. So, Stadia made a small appearance at the GamesCon conference here.
Yeah, they didn't really announce anything that we didn't already know, so I'm just going to announce the biggest thing is Cyberpunk 2077 is coming to the Stadia, along with another game called Orcs Must Die, which will be coming to the Stadia as well. It's a timed exclusive, so it'll be out on the other consoles as well. I don't know. I think with Cyberpunk 2077, that's a huge Stadia game. Orcs Must Die kind of looks like an indie. I don't need...
Say no more. It looks like an indie.
They also showcased Borderlands 3, Kind, Darksiders Genesis, Mortal Kombat 11, Super Hot, Farming Simulator 19, Samurai Showdown, Grid, Doom Eternal, Attack on Titan 2, Final Battle, Elder Scrolls Online, Watch Dogs Legion, Windjammers 2, and the remake of Destroy All Humans.
You know, I gotta say, out of all the simulators, I think Farm Simulator is actually the most useful. Because, like, when shit hits the fan and we're all, like, in post-apocalyptic mode, all the people that play the Farm Simulator game are going to fucking win.
I don't know. I feel like the guys that have the more gun experience are just going to take over those farms.
Man, let's... here, scenario mode. So, the apocalypse hits right fucking now. What do you do?
I'd go to my buddy's place that's, like, well-stocked with, guns.
I would hit the local Canadian Tire, which is a hardware, like, a super hardware store, and just, like, start stocking up on all the essentials, like, knives. Like, guns are nice, but crossbow. Like, you're gonna run out of ammunition, but you'll never run out of a crossbow ammunition, because you just go collect it again. And, knives.
Yeah, and you can make more.
Yeah, and you can make more. Guns, knives, crossbow. Little camping stove.
I'd go with an actual normal bow as well.
Yeah, except I can't use that. I'd suck ass with that. I would. Yeah, crossbow's the way to go, I think. But yeah, so Canadian Tire, raid the shit out of that, and then as people are leaving the grocery store, you just kill them and take their food, and then disappear into the wilderness. Actually, but you can't even disappear into the wilderness because the zombies can get you there. So you got to go. You got to get on a boat, and you got to go to some island and just live on the island.
Well, we've all seen how that ends, too. The zombies will eventually get there.
Yeah, but they're dead, so they walk into the ocean, and then the salt water just eats them, because it's salt water. And then, hopefully, the whales are, you know, still dying.
This isn't One Piece.
I suppose. Well, you know, I didn't mean it like that. But hopefully, the orcas are haven't died for their lack of food, and they can just eat the zombies.
Now I'm just picturing zombies out of, like, Moria's army.
What if whales eating zombies? You're
just gonna call Jimbei.
Yeah. What if the whales eating zombies turns them into fucking whale zombies? That'd be fucking awful.
That sounds now like an Asylum low budget B movie.
That's all that's in my head is B movie material.
Yeah.
All right. Well, short and sweet. We should probably wrap this podcast up here.
Well, we still have a couple things here. they had the Jeff Keighley's opening night live conference to finish out today. Erica, an interactive thriller, a live-action PlayStation 4 game that was announced back in 2017 for PlayLink, the system where multiple players use their phones to control a game, is going to be available today for $10. It's no longer a PlayLink game, but can be controlled by either a standard controller or a custom Erica mobile app.
Interesting. What else you got?
It's kind of a story game. We saw a bit more of Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It's going to have an open alpha this weekend for PlayStation 4, featuring the game's 2v2 mode, and it starts Friday, August 23rd.
Man,
I might try to get into that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Next weekend?
Yeah, for PlayStation. So.
Oh well, I can't get into that.
No. Kerbal Space Program 2 is coming in 2020. It's a space strategy game. Humankind by Sega and Endless developer Amplitude Studios. It's a simulation game in which you control the development of human history. It's coming in 2020. This one actually has me a little interested.
Doesn't that sound like... There's a couple of mobile games like that, actually, from what you just described. Like Civilization, but I think, is one. Or not Civilization.
In this one, you kind of play like... I don't know. I don't want to use this as an actual thing, but it kind of reminds me as you play as like God.
Right.
And you pick how human history is going to turn out.
Right, so it's like SimCity, but like God Simulator?
Yeah.
Okay. So those people are going to win the apocalypse.
Probably. Little Nightmares 2 is coming in 2020. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. The classic helicopter warfare series Comanche, last seen in 2001, is coming back from THQ Nordic as a team-based online game. It'll be going into alpha and beta testing this year and early access in 2020.
Awesome.
I kind of actually remember playing that game. Do you?
Vaguely.
It was like it's helicopter warfare. I don't remember back in 2001 if it had like multiplayer, but I remember you do out these missions and stuff like that.
Yeah, I vaguely remember it actually, but I can't recall playing the actual game.
There's a new mobile companion app for the next Need for Speed. It's called Need for Speed Heat Studio, and it's out today. You can start customizing your cars for the next game.
Nice.
Magic the Gathering Arena is coming semi-exclusively to Epic Game Store this winter. It'll be available for direct download from the Wizards of the Coast, but Epic will be the only third-party store it'll appear on. And then Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, is coming for Nintendo Switch, which we've known for a while, but it's now finally got a release date, October 15th, 2019.
Cool.
Finishing off, Hideo Kojima closed the show like we knew he would, as he's one of the good friends of Jeff Keighley. He shows off some new characters for his game Death Stranding, including a character named Mama, that it says they're not even going to summarize. It makes sense. They've also showcased a urinate mechanic, which, yeah, okay.
This is a urinate mechanic?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's not even a loo on the ship in Sea of Thieves. I was always wondering that.
Yeah. And then Jeff Keighley is actually in Death Stranding. He's going to be a character.
Okay.
And then we have, ending it out with some smaller news, there's a new upcoming PlayStation 4 shooter, Predator Hunting Grounds. They showcased a little bit more of the Iceborne expansion for the Monster Hunter world. They showed off Life is Strange 2, a bit more of Borderlands 3, Everspace 2, FIFA 20, and Disintegration, which is a new and recently announced shooter from former Halo developers. And GYLT, a Stadia exclusive from Tequila Works.
Tequila Works? Do they make tequila as well?
Ooh, I don't know. But I'm not really feeling in the mood for tequila.
I have been waiting to drink that chocolate tequila from Cozumel for like 6 months. And I can't drink it until Christmas.
You told me, like, oh, we'll open it up. And then Brittany's like, no, it's special for Christmas.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That was such good tequila. Like, I don't mind. Like, I'll have tequila on occasion, and I'll just be a bitch about it. But, like, this tequila was fucking so good.
It was chocolate level. Tequila.
Yeah, well, it didn't even taste like tequila. Like, it was dangerous. So, okay, that's it for the news then?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, then that's it for the podcast for today. Thanks for listening, guys. Website, we figured out our server thing, so it should be back up here pretty shortly. We're just kind of working on the redesign right now, so... but yeah, it's going to be better than ever. So we're excited to launch that for you guys. And we're going to
be boss.
It's going to be fucking boss. So yeah, and we're also going to get our YouTube page up and running a bit more. So we're going to focus a little bit more on YouTube content, which is going to be excellent. So yeah, let us know what you think of the show, guys. And we want to hear from you on our Facebook page. So jump on that and leave a comment. Let us know what you're thinking of stuff we're posting from GamesCon. And
oh, yeah. Hit us up.
It's going to be sweet. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.